deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Seven in the morning, step on the floor, walking through the kitchen and you open the door. Ain't much left in the bottle of juice, because the seeds that you planted never reproduce. Computer's still running, but your mind is cracked, because the plans that you made never came to pass. Now you're recognizing the time is hard when you're trying to take a bite at your ATM card. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. G's on life and stabilized at the age of 15 on the drink and drive. No one ever could seem to empathize. Making babies in the backseat on tranquilizers. Papa never was much of Rolling Stones. See, he just liked to sit and drink alone. Mama always tried to do the best she could. She would work all day and come home. But we all vain, we all strange, we all stained, we all love to discomplain. But nobody wants to seem to get along. See, we got shame, we got pain, we got blame, we all a little bit insane. So that's why I sing this song, you know, because everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Even our worst enemies, Lord, they deserve music, music. And even the quiet ones in our family, they deserve music. This song, you know, because
everyone deserves music, sweet music. Everyone deserves music, sweet music. Even our worst enemies, Lord, they deserve music, music. And even the choir ones.
Listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Just trying to figure out how the microphones work. They work this way. Anyway, it's time now to kick into a thing we call the Viva La Mock radio program.
Morning news update. Mock's process to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Van Savar. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. So hard.
part of the game.
Part of the game.
It's just a part of the game.
Part of the game.
It's just a part of the game.
Haven't you been on TV? just do what famous people do. If you're zero, and that's all this place can offer you.
Oh,
So yeah, you're thinking, what the hell have I tuned into? What is this? I am stuck on the low end of the radio dial, and I'm getting some low-end music, am I not? No! No! You're getting the opposite. You're getting high-end music. You are getting high-end music on the low end of the radio dial. Because you have found WRCT Radio Carnegie Tech here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That was Ethan Gold. He did some closet sessions, some bedroom sessions, some stuff in his home during the pandemic. And he calls that one Bela Lugosi's Fun Machine is Undead. Before that, a band out of, I want to say L.A. Let's just say L.A. For you and me tonight, they're from L.A. Borrowed Men is the name of the project. I'm playing Curious from them. Came out about 30 years ago. I actually used to have a Borrowed Men, and by used to, I probably still do, in a drawer, in a box, somewhere. Shirt. Concert shirt. Just a band shirt. They sent me one time. They sent that to me 30 years ago, so I would play that song today. So I'm not sure if that's payola, because if you look at the math on that, they lost money on that. Played some Longboat in that set of music as well from their new album, Out of Place, with a Lend a Hand. And speaking of new music, before the Longboat, Dream Syndicate have a new album out. The new album's called Ultraviolet Battle Hymns and True Confessions. Just came out like about a couple weeks ago. Damien off that album. And then we start off the entire set. The entire set started off with some Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Rule soundtrack. With My Name is Mock. Because indeed my name is Paul. Yeah, it's Paul. I know, I throw a curveball. No, my name's not actually Mock, but my name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and people call me the Mockster, and I appreciate you tuning in on a Friday night and hanging out with me. Let me tell you, I'm going to call it a special Friday night. And by special, I've got no agenda. I have no agenda. I'm trying to get one CD player just to eject a disc, and it won't do that. So that's my agenda, but not yours. I came in a little early like I normally do, and I just pulled a bunch of music. Just random. No rhyme, no reason. Just random. So if you're thinking to yourself, you're like, oh, wait, is that an opportunity? And it is. It's an opportunity for you to get a song on my radio show, because I have no set agenda. That way you can say, hey, I would like you to play this song. Hey, I gotta remind you, I do want to remind you before I get too far into anything that if we all just stop what we're doing right now and just take a moment. Yeah, that's the moment. Did that feel good? Because you know what? They don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. Ah, they can be loud moments. They can be goofy moments. They can be teaching moments. It really doesn't matter, because every time a dad takes a moment to spend with their kids, it's a precious moment. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov for more information on how you can make a special moment happen in your child's life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and, of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Thank you. You know, back in 1988, this Australian band called The Church put out an album called Starfish. Had some great songs on it, including this one. It's Spark. It's The Church. It's the Beaver Lamont radio program here on WRCT.
Is clear, but all things can be quiet. like book in my hand, and look between the lines that lie on the pages that I turned. I met the walking Jew religious in his worn out cowboy boots. He walked like no man on earth. I swear he had no name. I met Dr. Strangelove's cousin before the match of time. Hey, trash can, where you going, boy? Your eyes are feet apart. Is that the end you're carrying? Shall I play a funeral march? Play a funeral march.
Hi, Al Harlow of Prism here. You're listening to The Mockster on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Have you heard the rumors? Who said what about you? Sticks and stones are breaking bones. Reputations ruined. I believe they're just words.
Yeah, Joe Normal and the Any Towners wrapping up that set of music with Stuck in a Job, which ironically, I say ironically, one, it's like, wow, that kind of hits really close to home right now based on a lunch I had with some coworkers of mine in the non-radio DJ day job that the Moxer holds down. But man, am I stuck in a job that I just don't want to do anymore? I don't know. Well, the challenge is, what would I do if I'm not in that job? And I don't have an answer. I don't because, you know what? I don't. Hey, before that, and then that song, which I've loved ever since it came out. It came out like right in the heart of the pandemic, in the early lockdown era. So if you did not hear me play it on my radio show, you have probably not heard that song because nobody else was playing it because, well, there's this whole pandemic thing. Hey, before the Joe Normal, how about Al Harlow of Prism fame? Or maybe it's Al Harlow of Al Harlow fame, and he was in a band called Prism back in the early 1980s out of Canada. From his new album Now, played, I believe, The Alarm. The Alarm, the Welsh U2. Can I go that far? Can I even say that out loud? I hope so, because I love the early U2s and I love The Alarm. In fact, I probably, my loyalty would follow The Alarm further than U2 at this point. But Mike Peters and company from their first EP with The Stand also played some Dramarama, which Joe Normal was a member of at one point, and worked for Food and started the entire set from the Starfish album. Some church. Not just any church, the church. The church. From, as I said, Starfish with Spark. Starting off that entire set, my name is Paul. That gets us where we are now. We're 15 minutes before the 10 o'clock hour, which means if you started when this show started, you're 45 minutes in. And you're like, Lord have mercy, what's going on tonight? And let me tell you, I don't know. I'm going to tell you a couple things. One is, at 11, I'm going to do a radio calendar and a music calendar. I'll do that for you because it's in my contract. Normally at midnight, I do a mock, and tonight, I'm not feeling a mock. I'm just not feeling it. We're not doing a mock tonight. I'm just going to play music until 1. And I hope you're okay with that. In fact, Jay in the North Hills, you and your brother, if you're listening, I might play your Deep Purple request. You've requested it a couple times, and I'm like, it doesn't fit in my show. But tonight, maybe it does. Sadly, I forget what song you wanted, but I'll play something for you. Before midnight, or before 1, or before I just go away. So one thing that does happen on this radio show, or does not happen on this radio show, is I, the Moxer, I'm about the music. Would you not agree with that? I am about the rock, the roll, the pop, the soul, whatever that might be. And for that reason, I feel on this day, I should play something that the Fox Brothers wrote. Bill and Tommy and his buddy Ken Hall, band out of Cleveland. Back in the 1980s, the mid-1980s, they were called the Mice. And today, I feel I need to play this song for you.
You're so proud of the USA.
Yeah, some Dwight Twilley wrapping up that set of music with his song. Hold on. With his song, "Girls." What else? What else was in? What else was in that set of music? I don't know. I have no clue. Oh, I do actually. Before the Dwight Twilley, do we remember Dwight? Do we? Good friend of Tom Petty. Anyway, I digress. Before the Dwight Twilley, Moon Martin. Do we remember Moon Martin? Do we? Again, I digress. Anyway, from his Escape from Domination album, Moon Martin gave us a Hot House Baby. Moon Martin actually wrote a little song called Bad Case of Loving You that Robert Palmer had a hit with, in case you don't remember that. Also, Material Issue, Chicago, Illinois' own Material Issue with their version of the Hollies' Bus Stop in that set of music. And then I started off the entire set from a little band out of Cleveland, Bill and Tommy Fox. Had a band called The Mice from 1985. Just a very, very topical song. In my opinion, not proud of the USA. Hey, it's just whatever time it is. It's that time. And you're listening to a show called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. Yeah, I am the Mockster. I'm the host of this little radio show. And you can email me. They're like, hey, I want to hear something. You can email me. It's wrctrequest@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to hear. I've got more power pop coming up, so I was thinking, like, should I just continue in that mode? And I will, but not now. I believe, well, we have a concert calendar that usually happens during the show. And maybe it's on there, but I believe the Zombies are coming to town.
Good morning to you. I hope you're feeling better.